with Tracy Lang. So it's a Thursday morning. That means do's and don'ts. And we are heading into the festive season, which means we're going to have people coming around at home. And that is why we need to make sure that the table looks wonderful. Newton Cross
good can morning, tell us how Tracy. To do this.
Good morning.
Jingle bells. It's all happening, hey?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I've already started to decorate my house outside and inside. And and I took out my containers from last December because they are perfectly stored, well labeled, ready for the season. And we need to look at some napkin folds for that beautiful table that you are going to set.
Oh, this is going to be fun. We're going to make a few videos as well for a few of these napkin folds that we will share online. It's Do's and Don'ts with Newton Cross. Hot FM with Tracy Lang. Okay, so Newton Cross, napkin folds. What are we looking at today?
Just before we start with the napkin, the first napkin was 1.5 meter. By 1.5 meter. That was
why?
In the 1600s.
Because that's a tablecloth.
Yeah, beautiful dresses that they wore.
Oh, of
they
course.
Covered it, and then they went to an apron to cover their dresses. Yeah.
That's
the eerste
smart.
Napkin was eindelijk dieg geweest. But anyway, so today I have a beautiful fold which I learned in the Maldives, which I would like to share. And this is called the rose fold. Maybe you know it. However, I think this is nice for a table decoration.
Okay.
So what we do is we place the napkin in a triangle and then we are going to do it face up. So the arrow wys nou boontoe. And then you're going to roll it nice and tight at the bottom, only half to say about 3/4 of the way. And then you're going to change the direction so that the arrow is on your right hand side. And then just turn it around so that the sleeve part, or what you call this, the envelope part, just turn it around so the arrow is now pointing to the left side. So just to correct myself, arrow now to the left-hand side.
Yes.
And then you start to roll. And you roll all the way to the top. And then when you get to the top, you're just going to tuck the last bit in. And then you're going to take these two little, it looks like a candle. And you just open them up at the top, turn it around. And then you have a rose.
How
there you go.
Cute!
Yeah, it's nice and easy.
That is very, very easy. Very nice. Okay, I'm going to share this video online in just a few moments and we'll get to more napkin folds. Hot FM with Tracy Lang. Okay, so it's napkin folds this morning. How to make sure your table just looks fantastic. I'm quite excited. I suddenly feel like I need to arrange a dinner. Okay, so we did a rose fold.
Yes, very easy.
Yes, that was the easy one. Yes. I wouldn't mind that one.
Okay,
so what's the next one?
The next one is called the tulip fold. So what we're going to do is we are going to do the same thing with a triangle. So we take the bottom part of the napkin going to the top. Then we are going to bring the points together. Bring it together. And then you are going to take the bottom only about 1/4 up and then down again. So it makes a little beautiful opening and that's part of the tulip.
Yes.
Then complicated now.
Yeah, it looks it.
Yeah,
cool.
So you're going to take the top left corner, tuck it underneath the little pocket you made. Same on the other side. And then you're going to turn this whole story around and you're going to bring the left side in, right side underneath into the pocket, turn around. And then you have what they call the tulip or the flower or the orchid. We call it the tulip fold. Nice, beautiful, easy.
How very, very cute.
Oh, thank you so
now
much.
Now we've got two totally different folds. Oh, my table is going to be just abundance of flowers made of napkins. More after this. Hot FM with Tracy Lang. So Newton Cross, okay, you've shared two napkin folds. I think you have one more. Are we going to do,
the elf shoe.
Yes, because it's Christmas.
Yes. Are we going to do it nice and quick?
I think we should.
Okay,
please.
Go in a square, then go half down again, and then you're going to make a little house. So you're going to make a triangle going down, or not a triangle at the top. So it's like a klein huisie.
Yeah.
Then done, bring your kante in. So we got a video about this, so you can follow the steps as well.
Of course.
Yep, so we bring the corners in. Hold your fingers together and then turn this around. Now we got the front of the shoe going. There's two, I call it ears. You take the one part up, bring the other side in, tuck it away, nice and tight, and then turn it around, and then voila, you have the elf shoe.
And
I'm making so a big crunch on me so far. Yeah. Nice Christmas fold, elf shoes.
That is just
beautiful.
Oh, wonderful.
It's how to do napkin folds. Ek hoor jy, ek weet net net op die lig hoor, put in here and turn there and up down here and whatever. But we've got the videos that we will share online in just a few moments. Trust me, Newton Cross knows exactly how to do it. Newton,
thank you, Tracy. Hot FM with Tracy Lang.